Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Man, folks, I'm hoping I'm wrong here, but the Catholic Pope is saying some pretty heretical things here. We'll talk a little bit about that today, but first things first, right? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, atheists, scoffers, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. She would be the daughter of Liberty here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do it. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check us out on Bradley Dean. That would be me, Bradley Dean. Two different websites, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. One personal, one fan page, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Again, friends, let me reemphasize, it's time to get busy. Start posting, my friends, your comments. And weigh in and let people see what you have to say, because there's a lot of people paying attention to the show and as to what you are listening to. So others need to hear what your opinions are as to all of us being rooted in the same principles. And don't ever forget what I just said. That's very important. We can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, and therein lies our great republic, of course, ruled under law, not by opinion. So, in saying that, friends, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Do check it out. Like me. Stay busy. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. And, friends, I also wanted to let you know this. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to say that today because I never get the opportunity to say that. But preceding that, it's usually this. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, I second what you said. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ's head and in your own, not anywhere else. Of course, we are excited that it's a new year, 2014, which is the opportune time to become a son or daughter of Liberty. And this week, we are highlighting our Sons and Daughters of Liberty package. And what it is when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, that means you start supporting the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis. Whatever you can afford every month is a consistent way to help our foundation, and we know we have to springboard from there. What are you supporting? Well, you are supporting our Sons of Liberty talk show program, which airs in 53 different countries, our nationwide events that are held in high schools, colleges, tea parties, churches, and communities across the nation, our weekly written commentary, which is published on 35-plus different outlets nationwide, including WND, Western Journalism. I'll talk a little bit about those guys here in
Freedom
just a minute.
Freedom Outpost and the such, yes.
Oh, yes. There's so many of them. Not enough time to name them all, but you're supporting us being boots on the ground, getting the word out there, getting the truth, and not in a diplomatic way. And what do you receive with your monthly sponsorship? You receive a sponsorship certificate. And by the way, these look great.
And they really do. They look cool.
They really do.
And it's proud to have one.
Yeah, with a nice seal on there. It just looks so nice. Yeah. It's high class for sure. And you'll also get the exclusive daily live stream of the Sons of Liberty webcast for you elite Sons and Daughters of Liberty.
Elite.
For those who are Sons and Daughters of Liberty right now are looking at Mr. Bradley Dean, and you have the opportunity to do the same.
Yes. Now, in saying the elite, I want people to understand that we are servants to all, so therein lies our
Right. I'm having fun because the people who are sons and daughters of Liberty, I'm saying, are the elite ones. But, you know, we're just
Elite in heaven. Let's put it that way. We're kings and priests in the sight of God, a peculiar people.
That's right. Indeed. We're just doing our job here on this earth, and we're reaching out, seeking and saving that which is lost. But you also receive free access to all of our event assemblies and 25% off the product of the week every week. And you know what? That's a great deal. That's like getting 25% off every time you go shopping here at the Sons of Liberty. Without fail.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Great.
Sure.
So, we've got our different levels, which is membership bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and multi-platinum levels. Each level, there are certain products that you'll receive at those levels. So, we're starting at the beginning of a brand new year. Become a son or daughter of Liberty. Support something that you can truly get behind and say, I support these guys. They're out there doing what needs to be done. It's not a very fun job at times, but it's a necessary job. Just like our founding forefathers,
yeah.
I'm sure they didn't appreciate all they had to go through to establish this nation.
Yep.
But they did it because they were thinking about their posterity and the future generations, which we are so blessed to be reaping that right now because they sacrificed for us. It's up to us to keep that baton and pass it on to the next generation as a beacon of light and hope.
And 237 years later, the Constitution of the United States of America, the preamble reads, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union," all 50 states, friends, not 57, as the criminal in the White House has stated, "establish justice, not injustice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, not by stealing from the haves and giving to the have-nots, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity," that would be our future, our children, friends, "do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." And it's important because, again, our forefathers thought of our young. God, of course, established the mind through the Spirit of God to establish them looking out for their posterity. Jesus, when the apostles actually rebuked the children when they came unto Jesus, Jesus rebuked the apostles and said, "Let the children come unto me." He said that for they are the model of heaven. Then he looked at everybody else and he said, "Unless you receive the kingdom of heaven as a child, as they that you rebuke," he said, "you'll in no wise inherit the kingdom of heaven." So, and also keep in mind, "out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth perfected praise." So again, let's look to our future posterity. Because therein lies our future. I said it on the front end and the back, and I like the way I said that.
Yeah, because people need to be told things twice to have really sink into their
Abraham, head. Abraham, Isaac, Isaac. Now listen, we're going to take a quick break here. If you want to go online, do check out Genesis Communication Networks. Top GCN live streams, we are second again today. On Saturdays, we're doing really well. Second, by the way, friends, for those that did not know, did you know, speaking of second, during the original Olympics, there was no second, third, and fourth place. There was only first place. What's so funny?
Oh, I'm not laughing.
You're looking down.
I know. I have a headache.
Oh, I thought you were disgusted.
Oh, no.
Me.
I'm not disgusted at all.
I was going to say, it can't be my coffee breath because I'm half a block away from you.
I can't smell your breath from over there.
Correct. And if you did, you know what? That's preacher rule. It would smell as a fresh breeze going through a little a dozen roses with bumblebees.
That
you know.
Was very creative. That actually was... Very creative.
I mean, it's your bumblebee show. Remember that? We talked about that the other day.
Yeah, I remember.
But anyways, friends, check out Genesis Communication Network. Go ahead and rank. I mean, look what's going on there. Pretty cool stuff. Outside of that, when we come back, guess what, friends? I got a reply from our friends that use the 900 cats to prove homosexuality. I got a reply. I think you're going to like this, but it proves my point once again. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and
Daughters of Liberty.
Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh boy, what is this?
Well, here we go. We're going to bring the
900 cat theory again.
I think it's important that because we had a email yesterday where a guest trying to prove that 900 cats prove homosexuality.
I kind of feel like we've already been down this.
No, well, a little bit. We're rehearsing. Because when we come up against this kind of opposition again, we'll have the right answers. And these cats, what these cats are doing is, again, I shared yesterday that the voice of the unheard is the definition of riot. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Webster's 1828, but those in the civil rights, they would define riot as the voice of the unheard. Well, these cats here are the voice of the unheard.
Right.
And they're decrying what this guy emailed me yesterday, because what he said is, I disagree with you and I can prove it. First of all, let me say I am not homosexual and I despise the practice and I think it should not be encouraged, period. He said, one study conducted by Francis Mr. P. Jr., M.D., between 1934 involving 900 cats proved without a shadow of a doubt that the diet of the parents was 100% to blame in the sexual orientation of offspring. Okay. Then he brought up another guy, Weston A. Price, MSDDS, FACD.
Is that like the ABCs, like ABCDEFG? Like, does that have any relevance?
No, these are all these titles that men love. Oh, they love titles.
I know. I'm saying
they love
like
the praise of men.
MDDMESB. Okay. Is this like the ABCs?
Okay. Let me say it this way. Professing themselves to be wise, they became
fools.
Yes. And, folks, let me tell you this. Scripture tells you this for a reason. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Look at all these titles. Now, let me ask you something. What kind of titles or degrees did the disciples have?
Yeah, well, I suppose
the School of Hard Knocks written all over their body.
You know, a guy that's got, like, the ABCs behind his first name must know more than the Creator and the Bible.
Well, that's what I would think.
I would think, because he's got the ABCs.
But then it comes down to this. Where did they get their credentials?
Oh, from
maybe I don't know. Maybe they got their credentials from homosexual cats.
Oh, that's a good.
You know what I mean? And every time I say anything foolish like that, I can just hear these cats again decrying what I'm saying. They're sick of it.
They've got this down to a T. They're really telling us what the deal is right now.
Everybody's anticipating right now. What is
the rebuttal?
I can disagree with you, and I can prove it. Okay.
So we got this response in response to our yesterday's show about the 900 cats. Am I getting that right?
That's right. Okay, now hang on a second. I'm actually getting a phone call right now. I have to go to my phone and actually bring this up because it is that important for our listeners to understand the mindset of some of these people that are just adamant about being right. Well, they war against God and their stupidity, and they fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. He goes on. This is today, friends. Okay, I'm sorry. It was actually forwarded back to me last night because I said to him, you forgot what the Creator stated, because science is the study of creation, and scientists, they love to take the praise that is due to God, okay? And they like to pervert the definition, and nature itself defines itself, okay? There is nothing in the Bible said, he who wants to prove that I'm wrong by using 900 cats on a diet that is to blame for their sexual orientation for homosexual cats. Okay? There is nothing in the Bible that denies the fact that I have presented to you, he said. The Bible states that homosexual acts are an abomination in the eyes of God. They are also an abomination in my eyes. However, having spoken to many 100% homosexuals, I have now listen.
Has he talked to like 100% thieves?
100%.
Oh, like 100%.
Not 98,
liars?
Not 99, not 101%, but 100%. 100% homosexuals.
100%.
He said, "I understand that having sex with the opposite sex is as repulsive to them as it would be for me to have homosexual sex. I also don't believe the Bible to be infallible."
Oh, that's the key
every
right there.
Single. Time, it always comes back to the same thing. And friends, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy life.
Amen.
That's
true
it.
That.
That's it. It's Amen. Idolatry. There's nothing new under the sun. Now, when you have to debase yourself to use 900 cats.
Seriously, it's comical to leave Harvey.
Can you hear that at a distance? Guys, I am so sorry. They're saying we are not homosexual.
You know,
the cats are saying if we were homosexual, we wouldn't be here right now.
Our cats actually discuss this with us.
At least their parents are decrying that. I'm sorry. Their parents are decrying, listen, if we were homosexual, then how would we actually have these cats?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yes.
You know, our cats actually discussed this with us last night.
They did.
They were very concerned about
this.
Yeah, they actually threw up, I think, on the floor when they were talking to us about it. We had to clean up that mess. It was just horrible.
Yes.
You know, as I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, when the Lord created man, who did he create for that man? Did he?
A woman.
A woman. Okay, it was Adam and Eve. Okay.
Yeah.
So she came out of his rib and she was to be his helpmeet.
Yes, it was Adam and Eve.
Lord,
and I say this with all facetiousness aside, in being all serious, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve
that's
in the
right.
Bible.
It was a man and a woman.
That's right.
It was not a man and another man. The Lord is very clear on this. And why would the Lord create something when people say, I was quote-unquote born this way? Why would the Lord create
you
that
way? Well,
didn't
you hear the guy that couldn't keep his hands off other people's property? He said he couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he was born that way. What I'm saying
is did you hear about the man that liked to commit adultery? He said he couldn't be faithful to his wife because he was born that way.
Right.
Did you hear about the man that killed? He said he couldn't help himself. He was born that
That's
way.
That's right. Yeah. You can use that excuse for anything, obviously.
Sin is moral, not physical.
That's right.
Yes.
For people that say, well, you know, I quote-unquote was born that way, why would God, who Scripture says cannot lie, contradict himself and create something that he specifically calls in the Word of God an abomination?
Right. Nature, again, testifies to this truth.
Himself.
Common sense.
It's very common sense.
It's very common sense?
It's very common sense. I'm just thinking
it's
about how
premise
common,
on common sense, isn't
how
it?
How common sense it is. I mean,
I'm trying to help you here,
you know,
Sissy.
And, you know, it's, in all seriousness, too, is these younger kids, when we have little children who have two dads, per se, and two moms, they'll ask either their fathers or
of
their
course.
Mothers. They'll say, where's my daddy?
Yeah, and many of
where's
these kids that were raised under these homosexual couples are coming forth and talking about the dysfunction, of course.
And the abuse.
And the abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been
crazy.
Yeah, it is. And even a child knows to say, listen, where's my daddy? Okay, you're not my daddy. I know what a daddy's supposed to be. Where's my daddy?
Yeah,
and
you want to know where his daddy is.
That's right. And, of course, no procreation. It can obviously come out of a homosexual marriage.
Of course.
You know, speaking of that, I'm wondering, did you mention this on the radio show?
No, I didn't. Good point.
I'm going to bring this up because I got this email from American Family Association. They're fighting the good fight of faith on a lot of different fronts. And he says this. Warning to parents, Rose Parade not for family viewing. This came out on December 31st, 2013, which said, the 2014 Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California, will feature the wedding of two men and will take place aboard a float, sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Now,
say it again, Stephanie, really slow, because I don't think it's totally is. I don't think people caught that.
Okay, listen to this. The 2014 Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California, will feature the, quote, wedding of two men and will take place aboard the float. So they're going to be getting married during this parade, and it's sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Now,
the fruit of their union is death.
Exactly.
The fruit of their union is the disease.
Of AIDS.
That's right. And those are the ones that are actually sponsoring.
This does not make any sense.
Okay.
So when two homosexual men come together, their chances of getting AIDS is huge.
Yeah, you can't tell them that then
AIDS
because then
rampant.
They combat that stat as they're dying there in a bed, dying of AIDS.
Yeah,
and they hate you for that, too. Folks, they're just simply at war with God is really what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Again, exemplifies my point. I'm not, like, picking and choosing some of these emails, friends. I just wanted to show you how debased some of these people are, how carnal, how reprobate. Reprobate means God's hand is not in them or on them, upon them, right? And so in saying that, you need to keep in mind, it also means that they lack judgment.
Yeah, and contradictory to themselves and to what they're supposed to stand for. But this email finished off by saying, millions of television viewers will see two homosexual men take wedding vows on a float that will celebrate same-sex marriage. Rather than risk exposing your children to the blatant promotion, you know, if we don't stop this now, it's going to be seen everywhere, which it virtually is now, of a sinful lifestyle this Wednesday morning, we urge your family to simply skip watching the entire network television parade altogether. I would say, why don't you just skip watching TV, period? In fact, why don't you just not have cable television? Why don't you not have television at all?
Okay, now you got to be ready for this, okay? We got David in San Francisco calling. We got 1 minute. Go ahead with your question or comment. And by the way, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, Happy New Year.
You too.
You know, I couldn't disagree with you more. I find that the whole issue is one of taxation without representation. Basically, I look at it that bigots are trying to say that gays don't get to use their own taxes. So, for example, you were just talking about AIDS. Now, when AIDS got discovered back in 1980, Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. went for 12 years without spending a dime on AIDS. They allowed a disease to spread for 12 years rather than using tax dollars to put a stop to it.
Okay,
now,
but
that's bigot.
Hey, David.
Okay,
I'm going to answer you right after the break. Got to take a quick break. Thank you for the call, David. San Francisco, California. We'll answer after the break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Okay, so we got a phone call from David in San Francisco, California. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the sincerity as well, David. I really do appreciate that. He said, taxation without representation. None of that money came from George Bush or Ronald Reagan for 12 years to help the disease called AIDS. That was my understanding. And so in saying that, first of all, you're looking to the remedy rather than the prevention. And I got to tell you, prevention is better than cure. Now, what would have prevented AIDS in the first place? The magnification of the law against the crime of homosexuality in the first place, because all the way up until 1961, it was considered to be illegal in every state if you were caught in the act of sodomy in the United States of America. In Rhode Island, namely, you'd go to prison for up to 21 years. It's considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973. And let me tell you, once against God's law, always against God's law. Let me just say it this way. Prevention is better than cure. Some of the notes that were also posted is, where did Jesus say anything about it in the New Testament? Real quick, friends, because I want to jump over here, and I want to talk about what the Pope just brought up recently. He said, no hell for all you Catholics out there.
Oh.
And again, I'm on live radio, so please hang on with me and bear with me, but I'm going to play this piece for you really quick. This is for our friend in San Francisco, and he had actually brought up the question that he didn't get enough time to ask. I apologize for that, David. But aside of that, let's listen to this piece where Dr. Michael Brown spanks Piers Morgan on CNN. Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully.
Can you point to a single public utterance by Jesus Christ, the Christ in Christianity, about
gay people or about a gay lifestyle. Can you name one single thing?
Go to Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'll name Pierce. Number one, in Matthew 5, Jesus said he didn't come to abolish the Torah, but to fulfill. He takes the sexual morals of the Torah to a higher level. Number two, in Matthew 15, he says all sexual acts committed outside of marriage defile the human being. And in Matthew 19, he says marriage, as God intended it, is the union of one man and one woman for life. Look, Jesus did not address wife beating or heroin shooting, but we don't use that argument for silence. But in point of fact, he, as a first century Jew, of course he reinforced these things. And Pierce,
right,
I'd encourage you to restudy what Scripture says. We should love our neighbors ourselves, but that doesn't mean that we approve
Pierce,
everything of our
yeah,
neighbor.
But there are some...
That's right. Okay, and that was the point. I mean, if you'd like to hear further spanking of Pierce Morgan, go ahead and go online to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and we will post that for you right now.
And he gave several different New Testament examples
again,
right there.
Common sense. You know, the bottom line is, let's just end it because there is no debate. Do you have a mom and a dad?
Yes.
End of story. That is how God created us to be. That's how we reproduce. Any other way, we're not hooked up that way. It is unnatural. It is unhealthy. And it's going to cause us all, well, I was going to say to be backwards. I don't want to give opportunity for the enemy to mock what I have to say. So at this point, I believe that I will hold my peace.
I think it's been very clearly stated.
It has. Okay, so let's shall we go on to the next?
Let's go on to the Pope. What does he have to say?
Well, shocking.
I am dying to hear.
Okay, now I'm just going to go to the reference here that I have. As a matter of fact, I go online and I say, Pope says there is no hell. Jesus warned of it 54 times, all the way from Genesis to Revelations. Pope, spyghana.com, 3 days. Hell is not real, Pope Francis. Yahoo, did Pope Francis say there is no hell, heaven, and that Adam, so on and so forth? No hell, Pope, Canada, CBC News. Pope says there is no hell, Netherlands. Pope Francis distorts Christianity, says there is no hell. That is Sun News Online. I'm trying to give you more than one reference here, friends. So if anybody can catch me, I stand corrected. But I just gave you, 4 or 5 or 6 references. CatholicNewsAgency.com, what the Pope really said about hell. Here, I'll give you the quote as to what I have in front of me right now. Shocking. There is no hell. Adam and Eve, not real. Pope Francis exposes. Okay? Again. One man who is out to open many old secrets in the Catholic Church is Pope Francis. Some of the beliefs that are held in the Church, but contrary to the loving nature of God, are now being set aside by the Pope, who was recently named the Man of the Year by Time Magazine. By the way, friends, they always seem to honor one another, don't they? Keep in mind those that have been Man of the Year by Time Magazine. Do a little homework. You're going to find out, to your dismay, maybe your surprise, the absolute stupidity of those that are behind naming anybody the Man of the Year concerning Time Magazine. Let me go on here. In his latest revelations, Pope Francis said, through humility, soul-searching, and prayerful contemplation, we have gained a new understanding of certain dogmas. The Church no longer believes in a literal hell where people suffer. Really? The Church no longer believes in a literal hell where people suffer? How did he just change that? I mean, that's like a politician coming along and tearing down the laws and framing one by mischief, Psalm 94.
I'm just doing a little research here as you're talking. The word hell appears 54 times in the Bible.
Yes.
It is clearly defined in your Bible as
that is the consequence of unrepented sin before God in his holy law.
That's right. Hell is clearly defined in your Bible as a place of torment and burning. In fact, they call it the lake of fire.
Yep.
Fire and brimstone, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yes. Where the worm dieth not. Let me go on here. All religions are true, said he. Pope Francis declared, said this outlet, because they are true in the hearts of all those who believe in them. What other kind of truth is there? In the past, the Church has been harsh on those it deemed morally wrong or sinful. Today, we no longer judge.
What? Okay, so no police then? No more courts? We don't judge?
Let me say this. again, I made reference to 4 to 5, maybe even 6 different outlets that are stating that the Pope is saying this. Now, I just want to say this, friends. There's nothing new under the sun. We've seen this for thousands of years. The Pope allegedly said, today we no longer judge. Really, God is known by the judgment that he executed, Psalm 9:16. The very habitation of God is righteousness and judgment. We no longer judge. No, no, no. That's like a bunch of people in jail saying they don't want cops anymore.
No more courtrooms.
No more courtrooms. No more judges. Okay. They are promoting anarchy. Today we no longer judge, said the Pope, allegedly. Like a loving father, we never condemn our children. Our church is big enough for heterosexuals and homosexuals. Here we go. Did not know what it said, friends. For the pro-life and the pro-choice. Really? Well, let me ask him something then. Who are they to judge?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. They're making distinction between heterosexuals and homosexuals. Who is he to judge?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Okay, so no longer do we listen to the God of heaven through his blood-bought word, but now we listen to a man that means to disannul God's blood-bought word.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Pro-life and the pro-choice. Who are we to judge? Because when you murder a baby, you're judging.
He said, who are we to judge?
That's what he said.
Pro-life versus pro-choice?
No. The Pope allegedly said, today we no longer judge. And then for conservatives and liberals, even communists are welcome and have joined us. We all love and worship the same God. Really? Folks, if this be true, and these outlets are right in what they're promoting, this is the very definition of heresy. Just the way in the political arena concerning the carnal man that's in the White House right now is tyranny. There is no question about it. Hey, folks, if you got a minute, 1-866-233-0747. Sean, we're going to take you right after this next break. But if you got any calls before the up-and-coming break, 1-866-233-0747. Tell me your thoughts, okay. Especially if you're Catholic.
Okay, I got a thought.
Because I know there's a lot of good Catholics out
there. That's right. There's a lot of good Catholics out there. Now, a question. Communism, you said we all love and serve the same God. Well, I teach our kids Voice of the Martyrs, which it talks about Christians who are persecuted in other countries. And in those communist nations, there are several Christians.
Well, I thought you said questions.
No, Christians,
yeah.
Who are in prison.
Yeah.
They go to jail for having Bibles.
Stephanie, who are they to judge?
But I thought we all loved and served the same God. And so I'm wondering why, when they're serving Christ and carrying a Bible, if we all love and serve the same God in those communist countries, why are they thrown in prison? Why are their lives threatened?
Of course.
Why are some of them killed?
Why was Jesus Christ crucified by the religious Pharisees of the day? Because he exposed them for who they were, John 15. Catholicism is now a modern and reasonable religion, which has undergone evolutionary changes, said the Pope, allegedly from this news source. Truth is not absolute or set in stone. Even atheists acknowledge the divine. Through acts of love and charity, the atheist acknowledges God as well and redeems his own soul. He redeems his own soul. What happened to the blood of Jesus Christ, which delivers us from the power of darkness and translates us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins? Okay, let's get rid of that too.
Okay, did he say that truth was not absolute? Is that what I heard you say?
Truth is not absolute or set in stone,
so
saith the Pope.
The
allegedly.
Bible would not be the thou shalt not is not an absolute command.
Thou shalt not, saith God, but the Pope is allegedly saying thou shalt not listen to thou shalt not from the God of heaven.
Okay, yeah. That's
dangerous business.
And can I give a little
very
excerpt?
Dangerous business.
You know, we started talking about, you know, about that.
He said God is changing and evolving as we are, for God lives in us and in our hearts. So we're all changing. What are we changing into?
The Bible says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Thank you.
That's scripture.
Malachi 3:16.
That's the absolute truth to me. God said it.
Hebrews 13.
In the word.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Another thing, we started talking about how hell, you know, he doesn't believe in hell. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Revelation 20:14.
Yeah.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. One more. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
And if you go to the end of the book of Revelations, he said those that add to or take away, said the curses will be added unto them. And friends, this guy, Pope Francis, he is, if he's declaring this, friends, this is heresy to the max. But we'll see what the deal is. We'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Okay, Peach. Talking about some of the crazy stuff that the Pope Francis has allegedly declared. Do your due diligence, friends. It's all over the web. If that be true, that is the definition of heresy. That is the definition of someone, well, actually living it out to the nth degree, to actually bring forth a new world order by trying to bring all religions together. And of course, yeah, friends, keep in mind that's always aimed at the Christian religion.
Of course, because it's the only true religion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you bring up this excellent point. This is kind of a rabbit trail, but you know, when people, like, you know, use a hammer and they're hammering in a nail and they actually miss the hammer and they get their finger or their thumb, whatever, do they say, "Oh, Buddha! Buddha, 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 Buddha!" Or do they say, "Oh, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Oh, Hare Krishna!"
No, it's Hare Krishna.
Krishna, whatever.
What, was that his sister or something?
Krishna. So but it's like when they hit their thumb, they're not saying, "Oh, Zen, 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 Zen." It's always they take the name
that
of the Lord.
That is awesome. Yes!
I'm just thinking, yeah, have you ever heard anyone, you know, crack their knee, hit their thumb, hit their finger, and yell, "Buddha"?
No, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience.
Yeah. Why is it they have to curse God? Because God is the only true living God that exists.
And it's the very witness to their curse that he is. Hollywood does it all the time. They can't go through a movie without cursing God.
Can you imagine, like, the next popular movie that comes out, and all they do is say, "Yeah, Buddha this, Then they just, I mean, let's say they exchange all their natural swear words that they use for these ones that say, well, that would be ridiculous. Well,
hey, Steph, can I just say one thing to you? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That is my stuff.
That was a good analogy, though. It's a point. It's really, you know, kind of bringing home the point of what we're saying is, listen, okay. God is God.
Okay, we got to get Sean up here, so please.
I'm being Thank quiet you. Now, Sean. Go ahead.
Well, were you going to go ahead with the appeal real quick?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
I'm okay.
No.
Now, of course, for those of you who are listening, we want you to become sons and daughters of liberty, as we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Honey, the only ones that can hear us are those that are listening. I'm just trying to help you along through the process.
I was trying to think of how I could justify that.
You know what?
Watching you on the webcast.
I feel one coming, so. Okay.
I'm not quick on the uptake. Okay. I have to think about that. But as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, I didn't quite get to kick out the number to call, so I'll do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can ask, how can I become a son or daughter of liberty? Or you can go to our brand new website, which is sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can sign up there too as well, become a member, a son or daughter. And here's the deal, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, for those who say, well, I really can't do much. You know what? Do what you can do.
Yes.
If you can do only a small amount every month, we would appreciate that. If you can do a larger amount, the Lord has blessed you with financial blessings and you can really, you know, sow into a ministry, we would appreciate that too as well. We got surprised here at the end of the year with a person that we had never seen before or heard of before, but they said, you know, we're listening, I read all your emails,
yes,
that kind of thing.
Just a couple
so there's
days
people
ago, yeah.
out there that we don't even know are out there, and we really do appreciate your support. It is a blessing to us to be able to continue to do what we do. We need your support. So again, 1-866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, now we have our friend Sean online calling in from Iowa. Now what happened is a couple days ago he had called and wanted to share something really quick with our listening audience. I said, can you just have him call in on Thursday and then we'll take him up. He's been on the line for about 12 to 13 minutes right now. So Sean, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. It's all yours. Go for it.
I just wanted to call in. At first, I wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
You too, my friend.
Thank you, Sean.
I want to tell you my testimony, if that's okay.
Sure, you got about 2 minutes.
I'll go as fast as I can. I was born in a place called Canada. When I was born, they said that I weighed about 6 ounces. Because I was so small, they thought that I was only going to live 2 years. I'm 45 years young.
Amen.
Amen.
I beat the odds.
Amen.
However, I was born without a voice box, without eyes, and not able to walk. And I was born with a nerve, muscle, bone, and brain degeneration disease. I want to say that the way I got saved was when I was born in Canada, I was there one day. Then the next day I was shipped to a place called Hawaii. I was there for 34 years and 10 months.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama over there?
Oh, God, no. I might go blind even more if I did. but when I was in Hawaii, what happened to me was 10 years ago, a Christian family who was in the military, see, they have a law where if you're disabled, they allow adult adoptions. So this Christian family decided they wanted to adopt me, and I wanted to give my heart to Jesus at the same time. So I was baptized in the Pacific Ocean in Hawaii, I think in a wheelchair. There were like 4 guys that baptized me that way, and that's how I got saved. And I got to Iowa because the father is in the military. And Iowa has been my home since that time. But if I could say anything to you, is that I even know my real parents were like 11 and 12 and very heavy drug abusers and stuff. And my disabilities were caused before I was even born. I would say to you, I'm grateful to my mom, even though I'll always be sick, that she let me stay alive and let me live so that I could be a blessing to all of you.
Amen. Sean, now I got to tell you something. My Bible tells me how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. My Jesus made the blind eyes to see, that opened the blind eyes. He opened the deaf ears. The withered limbs grew back. He rose the dead. He cleansed the lepers. And I just want to pray for you really quick. We are on live radio, but you know what? This is what it's all about, right? Father God, I just thank you in Jesus' name for this man, Sean. Father, this man just said that he was going to be sick, and he's always been sick, Father. And you promised that you would take all sickness away from us, Exodus 23. You also said it in the book of Acts, Father God, in Jesus Christ. And I thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage over Sean's life. And Father, you said where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them to heal this individual. Father God, for your glory and for your purposes, Father God, raise this individual up, Father God, and fulfill your promises by taking away all sickness and cause all men, Father God, to find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this man, and we would ask, Father God, that we, Father, would see him raised up and made perfectly whole for your glory and for your purposes. Let him be a testimony, Father God, a walking testimony of your power and your healing power in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate you, my friend, and stay in touch with us.
Thank you for being a blessing to us, Sean.
Very much. And friends, outside of that, again, I just wanted to let you know we got a short amount of time. I think we got less than a minute. Do check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, one personal, one fan page, and follow me on my Twitter and get involved, friends. You're involved on Genesis Communication Network by as the live stream is ranking right now. We just want to let you know that we know you're listening, so therefore we're waiting to see you respond and start pumping out and weighing in as to the issues that take place, because silence is what is destroying this country, and let it not be on our watch that our country is destroyed. Let's stand up. And the Bible says, call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Father, we pray it in Jesus' name, and we thank you for answering us and fulfilling, Father God, your purposes and fulfilling your promises, Father God, again, and that we are found to be faithful witnesses of the resurrection for your glory. And by the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' holy name. Now, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right?
Amen.
Amen.
One thing, yes. I'll add to that, you know, the Vernon Johns story, when it talks about Vernon Johns, who is the predecessor to Martin Luther King Jr., his
prophet.
Daughter, at the very beginning of that movie on the true life story of this man, says, my daddy always said that when you see a good fight, get in it. So when you're encouraging people to get in the fight and post on Facebook and start doing the things that you know need to be done, you say, well, what can I do? It's only my community. Well, listen, America is made out of families. Families create communities. Communities, they are in states. States represent the entire nation. So if it starts at the core with the family and it goes from there, what can you do? It only takes one person to change the course of the whole nation. Ask Jesus Christ.
That takes.
I said take.
I had to. I love this. Well, you got Bradley, Stephanie, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products.